First of all, these parables are, until this parable of the net, are fun. They are parables of delight. And part of the contrast then between the delight of the first four parables and the parable of the net and thrown into the sea and all of that is between parables of delight and parables of woe. The structure of the episodes, the first parable contrasts, the first episode has two parables that contrast small and large, the mustard seed and the yeast, that then have a major impact. So it's the contrast between a little bit that then has this major impact. The second two episodes are parables of treasure, of something of great value that is discovered, and then to invest everything and buy that one thing of great value. The last parable is the parable of the net, and it has both the parable and then its interpretation in relation to the kingdom of God at the end of the age. And the concluding episode then is about their understanding this and the saying about the scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven. Most commentators think that this is a self-description of Matthew, that he's describing the role of scribes who have been trained for the kingdom of heaven. And it is then his self-description of what they do. Whether or not that is the case, this is a time of intimacy and of a kind of self-identification and confession by the storyteller. And I think it has that kind of impact of, you know, this is who I am, and of describing that. So the dynamics of this then are the delight of the first parables and of making the contrast between smallness, greatness, expressed in volume and in the overall attitude. These are times to smile. So also, especially with the treasure and the great pearl. These are stories of great fascination and that are present in many cultures, variations of the story of the treasure or of the great pearl. I think of the story of the pearl that was made into a novel, and The Old Man and the Sea is another one like that, but even though the man never gets it. The parable of the net is also a parable of everyday experience for fishermen. I one time went on a shrimp trawler, and we hauled all this stuff in. There were cans and bottles, but we dumped it all in a sorting bin, and then you'd throw out all the jellyfish and all the junk fish and so on. But in the midst of it were a lot of shrimp. And so that was an experience of sorting. Well, that's the metaphor then for the sorting that will happen at the end of the age. And the overall spirit of this is not to worry about, the good and the bad, to leave that for the end of the age, and that God will take care of the sorting of the good and the evil. People make a range of connections with these parables, and in telling them, the most important thing to do is to make them inviting, make them into metaphors that will stick in their imagination. And that experience, the experience of the delight of the stories, but also the soberness of the sorting, but it's also good news for those who are having to deal with corrupt, evil people, that, eventually they will get their reward. So, but it's also a kind of raising of consciousness about the, the evil or bad things in each of us. So tell the story, make those connections, and they happen in the midst of the telling of the story itself.